Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
We're live. It's the Talkin' Yanks pregame show.
Jake sucks.
Rocks. What's up, everybody? Hello.
There you go. Big time.
Jake, you excited? 10 o'clock start?
Ooh, Jimmy, super excited. We'll see if the nightmare continues. I was laughing. I didn't realize that spoke to a lot of people. I was getting a lot of nightmare responses today from our recap episode the other night. And I think the other thing that's funny that people haven't factored into the nightmare yet is we're playing the Mariners now. And then if you were to follow that up with a team that could deflate the whole season, it'd be Houston. But yeah, I'm excited to stay up late and get weird on Twitter and watch, you know, good baseball. You?
I kind of am. I kind of not. You know, shout out to FOCO. I know they're sponsoring the pregame show, and I'll get to the read and the ad. They're also sponsoring the postgame recap, which means I have to make one. So, like, if it's 10-0, Yanks are losing, I don't really have the privilege of going to sleep at 2 a.m. or whatever that would be.
You do a morning one. That'd be funny.
I guess so. I don't know how they sold it, so I guess I'd have to figure that out. But I'm hoping to not be deflated immediately. Like,
yes.
Because the 10 o'clock start, you know, on the Twitter and in your own world, it's almost like, let's get funky. Isn't this wild? We're pulling an all-nighter to watch baseball. This is going to be da-da-da-da-da. I'm going to make popcorn after dinner. It's going to be a whole shebang. So if they just, like, stink it up in the first or second inning, it's going to, even more so than usual, be like, what? I thought we were done a sleepover thing.
Yeah, and it's, you know, hope is a distant friend, a former USA goalkeeper. But if there was to be any signs of it, the Yanks would have to have a hell of a West Coast trip, which we haven't said that a lot. And then we'd have to rope-a-dope ourselves into believing 8 of our next 11 games versus Boston after the break. So just play some good baseball. Like, let's enjoy some baseball games. And you're right. If they get punched in the mouth to start this road trip, and it's just full-blown wheels off, I guess there's at least some entertainment value there, so I'm okay with it.
I don't know, man. But yeah. No, I don't know. Noivis. I like the lineup. Lineup today brought to you by FOCO. They sent us a bunch of products. I got this property of the Yankees. It's like a jersey on the inside. It's comfy. Jake got his nice, cool shirt. And, dude, they sent us this pin that I'm going to try to put on myself. Whenever someone tries to put a pin on themselves, which is a normal thing to do, I think of this girl I went to sixth grade with. Her name was Jackie.
I want to call time out. Yeah. I don't think putting a pin on yourself is a normal thing to do.
Okay. Like, really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We'll let the chat decide. This girl, Jackie, in sixth grade, we all got like buttons, you know? What about a button?
What do you mean?
Like, are you counting buttons? That buttons are super normal to put on yourself.
How often do you do that? How many days a year do you put a button on yourself?
Well, if you're going to put a button on yourself, you're not going to ask someone for help. You're just going to do it yourself.
Depends. If someone's close, why not?
Okay.
I would lean closer to normal than not normal.
I think it'd be if we were in a room and you asked me to put a button on you, I'd be like, why can't you do it? So anyway,
but if someone walked into a room wearing a button, you wouldn't say, oh, that's normal. You'd be like, oh, what's the occasion? Why are you wearing that button?
Okay, I think we're caught up on wearing it. I'm just saying the act of putting it on yourself
is
normal.
Putting on a button.
I thought you meant like when you put on a button, it's not normal to put it on yourself.
Yes, I have buttons and pins are like special occasions. Like someone's running for office.
We're
like,
talking.
They're not an everyday item.
I agree with you there. We're talking something different. I'm saying someone hands you a button, says you have to wear this button today. Are you putting it on yourself with your own hands? Or are you asking someone else to put it on you?
If you're offering me the button, I'm saying slap that bad boy on me, Jim.
Okay. So yeah, I just put this button on myself. It's FOCO button. And it always reminds me of this girl in sixth grade. Her name was Jackie. She went to put a button on herself and she just straight stabbed herself. And then like the button was like in her skin and like her chest. And she just started, and it was like in like this much. And they just had to pull it out. It was like surgery in the back of the bus. It was hilarious. So I got this FOCO button now in this FOCO outfit. Summer's here. Baseball's in full swing. FOCO is here to help you do that. Better than ever, shop FOCO.com, MLB's collection, to find the latest and greatest officially licensed team gear just in time for the summer, including straw hats. We have those in the office.
Yep.
Tank tops, board shorts. Yep. They sent us a pair of board shorts. Got those. Slides, bobbleheads, and more. FOCO.com has the fresh fandom you need for all 162 games and beyond. What are you waiting for? Head to FOCO.com/JohnBoy. That's FOCO.com/JohnBoy and find your fandom today. Wow. Find your fandom today. Use code JohnBoy15 for 15% off your order. Cool. Cool. The lineup today. Have the Yankees even tweeted it yet? Or did the beat reporters just snake them?
That's a good question. I saw the beat. Let's see if the Yanks have something.
Yeah, they haven't, man. They've been snaked by the beat.
Wow, got.
I hope this isn't a trick. So the lineup today is DJ LeMahieu leading off, playing second base. Aaron Judge playing right field, batting second. Gary Sanchez in the three hole. Giancarlo Stanton DHing. Voit in the five hole. And then this is what we were very interested in. We knew that would be the five on the episode from today. Was, will they put Gio 6 and Gleyber 7, or are they going to switch it? They did Gio 6, Gleyber 7, Andujar 8, and Lo Castro gets a start in center field 9. So it's basically what, I don't think it's what I guessed, but it's what I wanted. So I'm happy with the lineup.
Yeah, man, it's pretty nice. I mean, I guess the only thing we'd say, and a little teaser for tomorrow's episode of Talking Yanks, today's episode of Talking Yanks, it was, the cluster luck. Right now, Andujar deserves to be above Gleyber, but I'm not complaining with this lineup. This is, right now, this is our go lineup versus a lefty, and that's what we're seeing on the bump.
And they're facing a familiar foe in Justice Sheffield. How about that? Justice Sheffield isn't having a fantastic season. They faced him last year. They faced him in 2019, and they beat him up for a five spot. Who popped him that game? Let me go check. Gary hit a home run off him. Gleyber had a single. And then DJ, well, Mike Ford had a home run. DJ got him. Cameron Maybe, Tyler Wade was there. But that Justice Sheffield is a different pitcher than he is now. Not to say he's better now or worse. He's just a different pitch mix. He scrapped the four-seamer and became a sinker ball pitcher in 2020, I think. So. But he hasn't been good, man. So we'll see.
Knock him around. Former Yankee farmhand, the old Paxton trade. Let's rough him up.
This season, teams are slugging 538 against his sinker, 464 against the slider, 556 against the changeup. His best put-away pitch is the slider at 21%, which isn't that great. Looks like the sinker's not a put-away pitch at all. So if he slices and dices them, it's bad. It's not like, you know, Taiwan Walker looked really good. They faced him. Strowman is good, but they kind of got to him. Like, you know, this isn't a guy that should be going five innings, zero earned runs against this Yankees lineup. It just not. So I hope we don't get the making him look like Cy Young tweets today, because it would be a guy that it's like, yeah, they shouldn't. It shouldn't be this way. They should. They don't need to go crazy on Justice, but they should get some hits and runners on base and a lot of action.
Yeah, I mean, his last couple starts, his last couple starts is kind of what you circle and say, this is almost the minimum. I mean, four innings pitch, four earned, 4.13 earned. He's going through it right now. And, you know, what? I guess that's a little interesting. You're a huge pitch mix guy. Does he mix up the pitch mix tonight? Like, what is Justice Sheffield working on to be different? Because he, after a nice little mini season last year, 10 starts, he's been getting pretty roughed up since middle of May. So interested to see what Justice looks like. And yeah, I mean, traffic on the bases kind of hasn't been the Yankees' problem. It's just making them touch the plate at the end.
Yeah. Righties are better off of him, but lefties fare pretty well as well. Dude, righties have a 317 batting average, a 382 on base percentage, a 917 OPS. That's really bad. Those are like usually split numbers for, like, you know, everyone. Pitchers have to get out, so usually they're not going to be crazy. That's pretty bad.
Yeah, it's tough, man. And baseball moves quick. I mean, you wonder, are they just letting him ride, or are we getting towards the end of him as a starter and trying something else after, you know, dude was good for them last year and thought he figured it out, but that's where baseball is a sick sport. So we'll see. I mean, yeah, I'm not going to get myself too excited, because I feel like a lot of games have started out with, yeah, let's knock around this pitcher.
Mm-hmm. It's ruined a day. It used to be something we said.
Ruin a day. Look, you need to ruin a lot of people's days coming up.
I like that shirt of yours.
BBD, they take a compliment well. JJR, watch it every Wednesday. We'll be doing that tomorrow. Watch what game we do. This is a FOCO shirt on me. Go check them out. They're the best. Your Mariners are rolling out J.P. Crawford, talented lefty hitting shortstop. Mitch Haniger, hot start to the season, slowed down in right. Kyle Seager at third, mainstay for the Mariners for a long time now. Ty France at first, he's having a nice year. Jake Fraley in center, he's got a look to him. Luis Torrens, former Yankees farmhand. Jake Bowers DHing, came over from Cleveland. Dylan Moore at second, and Shed Long, Money Long, former Yankee great, batting last.
Ty France, Crawford, and Fraley are really hot. They all have 340 or above batting averages with good OPSs. They got a lot of cold hitters, though, too, man. Dylan Moore's super cold. Mitch Haniger's pretty cold, like you said. Jake Bauer's cold. Torrens. That's cool.
How are you feeling about Tyone, Jimmer?
Shrug.
Yeah.
I don't know. What was his last start? It was decent, right? Or was it not?
Well, I think it's, you know, my first mini what to watch for. You know, I like to sneak a couple by you. Tyone at home this year has been pretty solid. 10 games, 3.59 ERA. It's like a good sample size now. 52.2 innings, a strikeout per inning. On the road, he's gotten absolutely mauled this year. 5 games, 17 innings pitched in 5 games with an 11.12 ERA. So, hey, hopefully that was small sample size, bad luck. His last start was the game against Anaheim, where the Yankees dominated and they just needed him to throw bullets on the hill. So he finished 5.1, 5 earned. And his start before that against the Royals was good, also at home.
Well, you take Shohei out, he's the best ever.
Yeah, and Shohei is the best ever, so...
That's what I'm... Yeah, yeah. Take him out. That's what I was saying.
It's huge.
My what to watch for is I just ride with it. Like you need three runners on base before you flip the lineup over.
Counting all walks.
Yeah, I'll count walks. I don't want to, but I'll count them.
Okay.
Fuck the walks, man.
Maybe at least two of them not walks.
Okay. I like that.
How about a hit the first time through the lineup? Someone's got to get a hit.
I like two hits. I'll drop it to two base runners. Two hits first time through. Two of the nine. It's not that big of an ask. It's a huge ask.
Feels like a big ask, doesn't it?
Feels like a huge ask.
Yeah. How about it?
Man. Pitching path to victory should be pretty easy. They have an extra arm even. So maybe they use it. They kind of got a bit of a stretch here, seven in a row, right? Or something like that, maybe more.
What is it? I mean, six in a row until the All-Star break.
Yeah, six. Oh my God, I'm tired. Got to stay up till midnight, 1 o'clock.
Yeah, right.
I mean, they had the doubleheader 2 days ago. So is anyone like out? Nestor's out. I think
Nestor and King, you'd like to think are out. King threw 62 pitches on Saturday, Nestor 59 on Sunday.
And their starter, they're going to be a tandem starting now.
So you'd assume they're out. And yeah, everybody else. I mean, Wandy, Litke, Sessa, Wilson,
Loizaga is out. He threw 41 2 days ago. So I think Johnny Els is out, and I don't think Chapman should be the closer.
Then is Chad out, dude? Because if Chad and Johnny Els are out, my night just got significantly worse.
They are. They're both going to be out. It's going to be Wandy. That's why they kept Wandy and sent Tyler Wade down.
So yeah. Chapman's closing.
Is he?
Who else, dude? Chapman's closing in. We have no setup, man. Back to you in the booth.
I think it's going to be Wilson, O'Day, Litke, Wandy show. With Tyone starting. Fuck, man. I just got unexcited.
I might be jumping ahead. I'm going to take the over.
I mean, Johnny Els threw 41 pitches. I don't think they're going to use him. Chad threw 37.
37 in two games.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they're out.
I don't think they're going to use either of them. So it's Wilson, which is crazy. If it's a lead, I think they're going to try and go Wandy, O'Day, Litke.
You don't think Chapman's getting the ball in the ninth today if it's a save situation?
I can't, dude. You cannot. But Licky's been bad too, but you can't. Do you see how many, like, there's an article or tweet just like how many wins, like what their record would be if Chapman wasn't blowing games? Like, they'd be like 4 over .500. He's single-handedly lost like, I don't know, 4 games recently.
Yeah.
And so, didn't we figure out yesterday his WAR is even now?
Zero.
After that crazy start.
So, yeah, this is going to – if the Yankees do it pitching-wise, it's going to be pretty gritty.
Fuck, man. That was a bummer of a realization.
That was tough. That was tough.
All right, moving on. Homer draft.
It's the Homer draft. Wow, BDD in there.
What are we doing? Did I win last series? Did we not make picks for the doubleheader games?
We didn't make picks for the second game. So should we, on should we, that.
Should we just, I got Judge in game one, but I feel like we should just wash it.
We can, whatever.
Let's just wash it, because I made that pick on Judge and then it got rained out. So like it was, then I just carried over for the next day.
Right.
So who even cares?
In the double, Gio got one. If we're doing double games.
When did you pick Gio?
I thought I picked Gio.
No, you picked Stanton and Gary.
I think you get the win. Take it.
You picked Stanton and Gary. I picked Judge and Andujar for game one.
For game one? Wow. Yeah, I don't remember anything.
Well, because we did it, then that game got postponed, and then we just rolled it over for Saturday.
Right.
So I'm not going to count it.
Okay.
So that means that the homer draft,
so I'm up having four- Gio in the second game, and then I would have tied it, so we're good.
I have the picks you did on Twitter for the game one of the doubleheader, and Jake, you did have Gio and Judge. But that was for game one of the doubleheader, so I don't know what you want to do with that. Jimmy, you had Stanton and DJ.
So we only didn't pick for the last game?
For the last
game. Yeah, technically you tweeted out picks for the game two. Or for the second game of the series, game one of the doubleheader.
Now I kind of want the win.
I'm taking Gio for the second game in an illegal move for the not tie.
It's a wash. No one won anything. You get the first pick today.
That's so huge.
Finish the first half strong. I'm up 10-5.
Well, it's Aaron Judge. It's not a conversation. The big home run in Seattle, Justice Sheffield. Judge.
I'm gonna take Stanton with my first pick. I like him against the lefty. He likes the marine layer, so he's a big fan of that. Last time he was out west, he was in San Diego popping homers like boner pills. So I'm going to take Stan with my first pick, and with my second pick. Yeah, fuck it, dude. I'm going to take Gary.
Love that.
Gary knows the relievers that are going to be available. He's tuned in.
Ooh, I like that.
That's a big, picks, big, yeah. That's a big move by me. Doesn't pay off. I'm fucked.
Those are good picks. I think I'm going to go with Gio.
You wanted him.
Saved me yesterday, taking him today.
Do it. Yawn. Yawning. What do you think the over-under is? Dude, how am I going to stay awake?
I don't know.
I'm making a pizza after this. Maybe that will keep me up a little bit.
That's what they say. If you're getting tired, eat a pizza.
Well, I'm making it, so it won't be too heavy. I got some fresh mats.
Ooh,
I got
some basil. Fresh mozzarella, huh?
Ma-ba-bo-ba-ba. Let me find the DraftKings over-under. They emailed it to me.
I have it, if you want me to just tell you.
The DraftKings one?
Yes, that's where I go to look at my over-unders.
Nice.
Using promo code JohnBoy.
Hell yeah. What is it, BBD?
9.5.
Jake's taking the over.
I took the over.
I'm going to take the over, too. Everyone's on the over. Public's on the over. We're on the over.
I mean, if it's a Tyone Sheffield pitcher's duel, maybe the sport's not for me.
No. That's West Coast baseball.
Yeah.
That's the 10 o'clock start time. A Tyone Sheffield pitcher's duel. It plays into the narrative.
But you're on the over.
Yeah, I'm on the over.
Okay.
Official, I'm on the over. Do you have any premonitions? I think Siegel might fall out of the sky.
You're going gull out of the sky.
Yeah. I just see it, man.
Oh, no. No.
Oh, what did you see?
No. I don't want to say it.
Say it.
I'm going to type it to BBD so he says it.
Okay.
Because I don't want to say it.
Oh, no.
No, eat shit.
Jake sees extra innings for the people.
Like, somehow after an off day, we're out of pitchers because we used our two best bullpen arms to their maximum degree, and now we have our long relievers, our double starting pitchers. So the day we start a West Coast trip, it just adds up.
That's rude.
It's messed up. I hate it. I hate it.
Man. The pitching stuff really bummed me out.
Yeah, dude. That was tough.
Who would pitch if they go extras? Who would they let die? Wilson?
I don't know. Sessa?
Sessa! Yes. How about that, dude? How about they beat up Sheffield. Tyone skirts through five. He goes five innings pitched, three earned runs. Yankees push six across from Sheffield. Then they hand it to Sessa for the four-inning save while the Yankees beat up their bullpen. That's the formula.
That's huge. Big storm, huh?
Dude, it was like, I felt like I was in the Battle of the Bulge driving home. Tree limbs falling left to right, land on my car, driving over them. It was wild.
It's a big lightning right behind me just now.
Probably bodes well for the game.
Your premonition blows.
It's my least favorite of the year.
Hey, if that's the pitching path to victory, Gumption Week is off to a hell of a start.
That's what I'm saying. If we gump through this, fresh bullpen the next couple days, good arms.
10-6 final. They do the same thing again. They put up a huge spot. Tyone gets to pitch six innings, giving up four or five. And you go Sessa for three with a big lead to close it out.
Boom.
You got to put it in the world, Jake.
In the ether, Jim. That's what people
say. You got to put it out there. All right. I think that's the pregame show. Shout out Foco. JohnBoy15 for 15% off. FOCO.com.
Foco.
Foco. With the baby. Goodbye. Little lady.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.